Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Well, one last time, live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is the Barton Hahn Show. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
One last time.
One last time, I need y'all to roar.
One last time.
How you doing, bud?
Kudo motados.
Whatever that means.
I'm kind of sad, though.
What are you sad about?
I'm sad, man. Mike White, man. That China White, man. What's up?
That was some, I mean, talk about like news we were not expecting.
I was on First Take when I got the news.
Yeah.
Disappointing. And
for those just joining us, Mike White, the Jet quarterback who's sort of rejuvenated the offense, going into what is a really important game against the Detroit Lions.
It's a must win.
Yeah, I agree. Robert Saleh did announce that doctors are not clearing him for the game. And so it is
what
Zach Wilson back under center again. Do we have Robert Saleh? Let's hear from the coach of the Jets.
Before you guys all start tweeting, let me just kind of – I'm going to kind of chronicle this whole thing for you guys so we can get this one right. Sunday after the game, obviously it's well documented, he was taken to the hospital to get x-rays and all that stuff, and all that stuff cleared. He got on the plane, everything was checked out fine. Monday, Tuesday, same thing, get more evaluation. He was cleared for practice, which he has been doing. He feels fine, but our doctors, and rightfully so, would not clear him for contact.
And therefore,
what do you mean, rightly so?
Rightly so, meaning if it's a safety issue, they have said they're going to err on the side of caution.
No,
it was the hit from Matt Milano that really did it.
No,
that got him in the ribs, and his teammates loved him for his toughness that he showed in this game, but they just don't want him to tough through this.
Why not? It's been many acts of heroism. We talk about Emmitt Smith playing with the shoulder messed up. Donovan McNabb playing with a broken ankle. Philip Rivers playing with no ACL.
They couldn't put a flak jacket on him?
Jameis Winston said he broke four bones in his back and it was spinal.
He did say that.
You mean to tell me Justin Herbert broke two bones in his ribs early this season and didn't miss a game and they won't clear him? In the biggest game of the season.
What do you know about this? You've got to have some insight on this. I know you were on First Take about it.
No, I was blindsided. I was blindsided, man. I haven't even had a chance.
No text? You didn't get any text? Nothing? No heads up?
This is breaking news, man. And, you know, it's concerning because you talk about Zach Wilson, him as a backup. That's an emergency. So now you're already to your emergency. So here's what happens. If he's been cleared to practice and Zach has been practicing, what the hell has Joe Flacco been doing all week?
He's with the scout team. No.
Probably doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So how deep is Joe Flacco in the game plan in case – not in case Zach Wilson gets hurt, but in case Zach Wilson stinks.
That's what you're worried about.
So, like, this can't be
– he has struggled, and this last time out, he looked awful.
This can't be New England. You can't just sit there and allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. If he don't got the juice, if he not moving the offense immediately, you got to pull the plug.
So you're saying
have two last games at home.
Yeah,
those are games that you should win opponents that's underneath 500.
The Jaguars are that game, and now the Jaguars aren't
on a
all
short
of a sudden
week
an easy out. That's Thursday, next Thursday.
So really, when you go in and you play on a Thursday night, you kind of put two game plans in at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You put a game plan that's good for both teams because you won't have time to get the visual reps. This isn't an opponent that they're playing on Thursday night. That is an opponent that's in their division that they have familiarity with.
Right.
So now you're kind of scouting and putting in concept for both games. Where was Flacco? And if he struggles, these are the two most pivotal. Listen, me and Stephen A. talked about this on the show.
Mm-hmm.
this could be a curtain call for Zach Wilson. Could you imagine the vitriol that he will receive if the team is in position to make it to the postseason and he doesn't show up and perform at a high enough level to beat the Detroit Lions, a 5-18 at your house with the weapons. Could you imagine if Garrett Wilson doesn't look good? Could you imagine Elijah Moore doesn't get a target?
Can't get a target, right.
And it's going to be because he struggled whenever Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
So you're saying, like, for Zach Wilson, this could be his Jets career right now.
I believe so.
Robert Saleh talked about the opportunity for the number 2 overall pick.
Mike White. This is going to be a great opportunity for Zach. When he was elevated to the number 2 quarterback, it was with the understanding that there's a strong possibility that he was going to play, and to prepare accordingly. He's gotten a vast majority of the first team reps. He'll get all the reps today. He'll get all the reps tomorrow. And so we feel very comfortable about Zach's preparation as the first string quarterback, and that he's gotten his normal workload as a starting quarterback would normally get.
So for the last couple of weeks, they were working on his footwork and all this other stuff that they said he needed to take a step back and all those things. And now it's like, ready or not, you've got to get back in there, and you've got to get back in there at a critical time where this team needs you. Now, you're like sounding the alarm about Zach Wilson. Last I remember, the bad game was against New England. He's 5-2 as a starter, and a lot of that's because of the defense, yes, and the running game, yes.
Yeah.
But can't you just do that? I have a million questions for you on this because I just watched Brock Purdy have another just good, not scintillating, not incredible, but he had a solid game in another good win. The guy that was the last pick of the draft. Okay. How is it that he can do this, but Zach Wilson, you put him out there and, oh my God, the season's over? How is that possible that we think this way?
What I'm saying is, how would the San Francisco 49ers looked defensively if they didn't have Nick Bosa?
Yeah.
Well, that's possibly what the Jets are facing. Have you heard anything about Quinnen Williams? You can't play. You can't play Quinnen Williams, I don't believe, this week, because if you lose him, you're going to lose him on the short week.
Yeah.
So you got to pick, okay, give him as much rest as he can. He only can play in one game. Mm-hmm. Which game is more important? Well, let's give him as much rest as we can, because we don't want him to re-injure it. Because if we do go somewhere and he's injured, then how far can we really go? So now without Nick Bosa, how would Purdy be if he didn't get that pressure on Geno Smith or wreck the game like he did yesterday?
Right, he did.
So that's the difference.
Okay.
Right? Because now you got a backup coming in that, you know, hasn't played in 3 weeks. And listen, even though the Detroit Lions aren't great defensively, the pressure that they put on you, your offense to keep pace, because they can score on anybody.
That's the problem, is if you're chasing, he's got to throw the football. And that's where, of course, things get dicey.
Opportunistic stuff happens.
Be part of Barton Hahn Nation. On the Dr. Pepper call-in line, you can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season.
Why can't the Jets have nice things?
Without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, it's the one fans deserve. And I'm sure the fans here have plenty to talk. This is the number 2 overall pick in the draft last year. He's a quarterback. And all of a sudden, what started out as a third-string guy.
Yeah.
Him being hurt is now, oh my God, the season is on the brink. It's amazing, but it is true. Let's go to George in New Jersey. George.
How you doing, all fellas? Right. Happy holidays.
Likewise.
Bart, this is for Bart, man. I respect Bart's football acumen. I listen to you guys every day while I'm driving and delivering it back. But I can't really seriously believe that you're advocating that a man with broken ribs, and I've had broken ribs, go in there against, you know, these guys in this kind of game, because it's just as important to Detroit as it is to Western name. They're not going to care that his ribs are broke. And for that man to play, you know, that's his breathing. That's everything. Zach Wilson isn't what we want, but at the end of the day, he's healthy, and you hope he plays the best. But I'm surprised, Bart, that you'd advocate for a man that's clearly hurt, that won't get cleared by his own doctors, to go out there and take a chance of getting even more hurt, or God forbid anything worse. I'm just surprised.
But stay on, because I need you to understand who you're talking to, right? You're talking to a man that played with no ligament in his toe, and his toe didn't touch the ground, and had reconstructive surgery that ended my career. I paid 13 weeks on it. You're talking to a man that broke his hand in the first game and beat it against the ground, put tape against it, and played with a broken hand and didn't bat an eye. Like, we've seen Phillip Rivers play with no ACL, a torn ACL. He played with a brace. and he had no ACL. We just seen Jameis Winston. We just seen Jameis Winston play with. Listen, I understand that. We just watched Jameis Winston play with four broken bones in his back. We also this season saw Justin Herbert play with broken ribs. This isn't earth-shattering stuff. You know what I mean, do I even need to get to the sport of hockey?
But my question is this, and George, thanks for the call, is if it's going to impact his ability to throw the football, then you can't play him. Like, if he can't throw the football the way he needs to throw it.
He's practicing.
Right, but maybe they're watching.
No, he's practicing.
And he's fine.
If he practiced, they say he practiced.
Yeah.
That means he threw the ball, he went through practice.
And he was fine.
He's just not clear for contact. That's the difference. If he's at practice, like, listen, usually if it's that bad, they don't even let you come out.
Right.
Like, the fact that he's at practice means that he's okay. What did he say? He said he feels fine.
Well, I guess what the MRI or X-ray shows is that one more hit, it could crack the ribs, and then you lost them for the season, right?
Okay.
Maybe that's what they're thinking.
Okay.
And for you, it's –
for the playoffs?
Whatever it takes.
Listen, let me tell you also, like, the type of people I've been a part of, right? So Samari Rowe had his neck fused and came back in 4 weeks. They went through his neck, moved everything to the side. And fused his neck, and he came back and played. I'm sorry. I'm just a little different. Apologies. 10 years, or 11 years, one missed game, 189 games, I believe, straight. You think I wasn't hurt on those? You think I didn't get surgery directly after season?
But do you think this is a Mike White decision or a team decision?
It's not.
This sounds like they're not giving him an option.
It's not. It's a team decision.
They're trying to protect the player.
But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, I think people still believe in Justin Herbert. I think they value him the same way they just value Mike White. I mean, I would give it a go. Like, I see if he takes one. Who says he has to take one?
Yeah.
Max Protect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is about
– it's a big game, and now it's a big story.
Flacco better be ready. What I didn't like is that Zach's going to take all the snaps.
Yeah.
I don't like that because Flacco needs to get ready and understand the game plan too – and understand where the routes are going to be and what the game plan is as well, because you may have to call in, you know what I mean, you might have to call in DH.
And you're saying don't wait. Like, if he doesn't look right.
Hell no, right. We ain't got time for him to figure it out. Yeah. Oh, I'm a little rusty. Yeah. Oh, hell
no. If he doesn't
no.
look right, you get right to the veteran as soon as possible. All right, we continue with your calls. A lot of people want to sound off on this. Again, the number's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot to get to, of course, with you as it is week 15. It's underway. And there's a lot of big games this weekend. And remember, we have Saturday football as well. So a very busy weekend, of course, of football. And for us, it's our last show. So, yes, we do want to talk with you and just say thanks to everybody that's been part of this. And we also wanted to make this the delivery guy's day, right?
Yeah,
all the drivers.
He didn't give us a shout out who he represents.
That's right.
But he's hiding you on the clock, son.
If you are a driver, if you are for a company, you want to talk some trash, we're
going to
have
Claus.
As
They're
much
Santa
fun
Claus.
As we possibly can today. When we got this news about Zach Wilson, about Mike White, it was not fun. So we had to get to it, and we got to it as soon as we can. We'll get to your calls now as soon as I tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available, and that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple. It's easy. It takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
going to hit a little different today.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we got the final today.
Is this like too. We got the Christmas song spectacular final today as well. Our key card stopped working after today? Is that how this is?
Deny. Dan, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. Nah, what? Son, you ain't on the list.
Vinny.
You ain't on the list. Ain't on the list. Damn.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Let's go. Let's get the calls going here. News from Barton Hahn Nation. We got Rob in Manhattan. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Hey, guys, you guys rock. I listen to you guys every day. My question and comment is, they let him back in the game, right, after he was hurt. So he was cleared to play on Sunday, but he's not cleared to play this weekend.
Interesting.
What happened?
It's a great point.
That's number one. Number two is I have zero confidence in Zach Wilson. Ooh. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but I hope he can do a little something. But I don't see that he makes it out of the first quarter without, like, you know, stubbing his toe and saying he can't play.
Oof.
Yeah, I just hope that defense needs to come to play. And it's really going to be on those corners because St. Brown, Roberts, Jameson, Williamson, they're a deadly attack.
Going to test that secondary.
I'm banking on.
And Goff's going to have time because of that line. The line's going to give him time.
I'm banking on the weather conditions and what Goff records is in these type of conditions.
Supposed to be raining all weekend, right?
Yeah, and Cole, I know he came here in the Meadowlands and did it early against the Giants, but that wasn't these weather conditions. He's a California kid. Maybe he's not as accurate.
We'll see.
We can get one, but defense got to step up.
Got to make it a mess. Javier in New Jersey. Javi.
Hey, how you doing? So I just had a question. Zach clearly lost the locker room. He rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way. So how does the locker room respond now to this news? You know, obviously they're going to go out and fight because this is their profession. They love it.
Yeah,
but what's the response going to be?
Tell me, Bart, how the room will be right
it's
now.
It's deflating,
thanks,
man.
Hobby.
So it's deflating. You look at a couple of your teammates like, damn. Like, I can imagine.
You guys are seriously going, like, looking at each other like, damn.
Well, I can only imagine, like, in the receiving room, a guy like Elijah Moore has lost confidence in Zach because he becomes a non-threat.
How much happier they have been. Those,
right.
Him
and Garrett Wilson.
Well,
Mims always gets targets from from Zach, but Elijah Moore disappears. Garrett Wilson disappears. Now, really, Conklin and Mims and Corey Davis become.
Corey Davis not available.
Yeah, so Mims. So it's like one of those things like, all right, man. And I'm sure the receiving coach came in like, listen, Mike's out. We got to do our part. You just got to get open. We got to stay positive.
Make catches.
We got to stay positive, man. Hopefully the kid has learned his lesson. Maybe he's going to play better. And, you know, in practice, you're trying to stay after. You're trying to talk to him like, hey, man, listen, if I see this is kind of how I play.
Now, remember,
because you got a rhythm and you got a rhythm with Mike White where he can read your nonverbal communication.
And what was it that Martz told us? That he gets the ball out like it's on time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, so one thing that Mike White was good at is that he was on target and on time.
And a lot of that's that pre-snap recognition.
Yeah, and Zach Wilson's thing was that he would just miss it.
He has to see it come open. And by the time you see it come open, you throw it. He doesn't throw with anticipation.
Right, yeah. All right, more news from Barton Hunt Nation. We got Bryson Amityville hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Bryce.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
What's happening?
All right. I got a regular point and one small point. I'm going to go with my first one on the Jets point. I think that whoever's starting that quarterback for us, we can handle Detroit.
Detroit just beat the hell out of Minnesota. They ain't beat them. They beat the hell out of Minnesota.
Detroit is not something to be taken lightly. Not lightly at all. This team's gotten better and better as the year's gone on. They play hard.
And they put them in the top 10 rankings.
They're never down. Like, you know, even when you got a lead, like, they're never down. Like, this is a team that is trending up late in the year.
Yeah, but go ahead with your other point.
Yeah, what do you got, Bryce?
Seeing how his Detroit Lions is playing our Jets.
Yeah.
I just remember a quick little snippet. You know how I listen to you guys every day. And when Jaden Ivey got drafted to Detroit, and he actually challenged me, he's like, oh, my Detroit Pistons are going to beat your Knicks.
Yeah.
They obliterated the Pistons two times this season.
That's okay. That's okay. Because we're going to get Wayway. Because we're getting Wayway.
I know, Bryce.
Because we're getting Wayway.
Bryce, this is what I got to put up
we're
with.
We're building for Wayway.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, so you tell me you need more players. I thought Jaden was enough.
No, we just waiting for the generational.
Thank you, Bryce. This is what's coming, by the way.
And Kay Cunningham had to have shin surgery. But when he come back, Bogdanovic.
He'll be gone. They'll trade him.
No, we not. No.
He's getting traded.
No. The Lakers want him, and we ain't trading him.
He will get traded.
No. We're trading Noel. Y'all can have him back. You want him back?
Nerlens.
You want him back? You can have him back.
I do not.
He for sale. We already made that agreement.
All right, let's get another call in. Here we got Mike in Florida. Go ahead, Mike.
Florida? Hey, guys. I'm going to miss listening to you guys. We don't get the representation by New York teams down here.
You get the app. Mike, I'm just telling you, just get the app. You can hear us on the app. All right?
I'm going to happen up. I'm going to happen up.
We'll be on that. Don't worry about it.
I think we're being extra cautious maybe because of the whole Tua debacle. I know it was a head neck thing, but, like, you know, they've been more sensitive about that kind of thing. And I just really hope that Zach Wilson understands and steps up to how big this actually is for his career and our season.
Here's the crazy thing, right? What if he plays well and next week Mike White's healthy on a short week? Then what do you do? What if he plays not Mike White well, but he just plays
good enough?
Yeah, like 182 yards, no turnovers, defense plays well, you win. Then what do? Are you going to send him back down?
Short week.
It don't matter. It's still Mike White.
You got to roll a Mike with Zach Wilson on a short week to get Mike White the extra rep.
Exactly. See, Mike, I was thinking the same thing. Make Mike White QB2 in case things go south. No. Go right to him.
No. Let me tell you something. Because you don't like that. Because the next week you're playing Jacksonville, and Jacksonville has a defense, not just an offense. See, the Lions just have an offense.
Yeah. All right.
They have a defense.
Right. Well, you know what? It's good to have options. I'll take that struggle. If you're telling me Monday morning that's what I'm worried about, then I had a good weekend, and I'm all right with it. We got more of your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up next, though, we love bringing guests into the studio. We're going to miss doing this, of course. Rob Ninkovich, friend of the show. We always have a lot of fun. He's going to join us next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Al Hahn, Bart Scott.
But what we know about Usher now, I wonder if Let It Burn means something different.
Why'd you bring me there? Presented by Progressive Insurance, your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. One of our favorite people to have on the phone or in studio is Rob Ninkovich, who joins us right now. Ninko, how we doing? Happy holidays.
I'm great. Bart's probably like, why aren't you in studio? I was like, dude, I got to go to the hotel for a little bit. I'm relaxing. I got to come back for this just in 2 to 3. Then I'm on my way home Friday. Have my cocktail. Be ready to go.
My man. Kick the feet up, man. Enjoy, it's all man. Kudu Matados. Now, this morning.
What?
Kudu
Matata?
It's supposed to be Kudu Matata.
No worries. I remix it. I put some stank on it. You know what I'm saying, Nico? I put some stank on it.
Too many consonants and not enough vowels, but it's all good.
But like last night, did you convert? Did you become a believer in the Purdy show? Have you saw the light?
I was pretty impressed, I'm telling you.
I see what you did there.
I think that, you know, yesterday I was skeptical, and I watched the game, and I was like, man, this kid looks pretty dang good. So they got a really good defense. With the 49ers defense and the weapons, especially Debo, once he gets back, if this kid keeps playing like this, just – take care of the football, get it to the playmakers. Like they're gonna make a run at this thing. It's impressive.
What's amazing to me, Ninko, is as I'm watching that game last night, and I'm saying this is just the last pick of the draft. Here's a rookie. No one expected anything of him. You know, the whole Cinderella story, I guess, right? Like, you just, like, all of that's happening. You're like, well, this is great. And then today we get the news that Mike White's not going to play Sunday. The number two pick in the draft, Zach Wilson, is back as the starter. And Bart's talking like all is lost. It's amazing to me to think of that dichotomy, right? Like, and do you think that way too when you heard the news about Mike White not being available for the Jets?
I mean, yesterday I had the Lions beating the Jets anyway. So now this just reaffirms it. I'm like, oh yeah, I picked the right team anyway. So it's going to be tough there. But hey, Mike White's out, right? So if you're Wilson, like, you're literally like, I better show up or else I'm donezo.
Wow. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because if he comes up and doesn't put a good performance and they lose and ultimately they don't go to the postseason, they're going to blame him. They're going to blame him and run him out of town. But with that being said, like, what concerns me is the fact that Flacco's probably taking no reps all week because he thought, hey, I'm QB3, I'm eating sunflower seeds, I'm in there getting rehab. And all of a sudden, now he has to be ready. How short do you think the hook should be for Mike White, for Zach Wilson, and, you know, do you think we see Flacco?
No, I think you got to leave him out there, let it ride, no matter how hard and bad it looks.
Even if it looks like the Patriots look, because I feel like if they would have went to Mike White, maybe they could have figured out a way to win that game.
Yeah, but they can't go to Mike White. They're going to a guy who's got a clipboard that can't wait to retire. So it's like, he maybe, you know, he don't want the smoke. So I see them riding with their second overall pick, and if it does look that bad, like that bad, see you later.
I mean, that's amazing, right, to think of it. But that is the reality of the sport.
Yeah.
Now, Ninko, again, you and Bart, both tough guys, both played a tough position, linebacker. Bart felt like the Jets saying that Mike White practiced all week. He was cleared to go back into the game on Sunday, but now not clearing him, and that's what Robert Saleh is saying. He's not cleared. He was questioning that. He was like, you know, I've seen guys play with no ACLs. I've seen guys play, you know, with different various injuries.
Samus,
this is playoff time.
Played, his back was broke.
Right. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, unless they're not giving us the full disclosure, like maybe he, you know, bruised like his spleen or something. I don't know. Or his pancreas, something to where, like, if he takes a shot, like, it could, like, really be bad, then that would make sense. But it's not like he has punctured lung or something, you know? So I don't understand why you practice all week and then not be clear. There's guys that are in, you know, they take a head shot and they're playing the next week, right? You know?
Yeah, that
the crazy thing is Sam Darnold had, what did he have, MRSA or what the hell he had?
Mono,
and his spleen could explode. And I had to just go out there to put the flak jacket on.
That's why he couldn't play.
He could have died. No, he did go play, remember? Well, he had the flak jacket on.
Yeah, but that was after he was back from mono. No. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, all right, we're talking with Rob Ninkovich, it's Barton Hahn. So Jerry Jones won't let go of the Odell stuff, guys. So now he's telling USA Today there's a, quote, good chance that OBJ signs with them soon and will play for them in the postseason. The quote from Jerry Jones is, Odell's going to join us. Have you ever seen anything, like, any more of an infatuation between Jerry Jones and a player before than this? For a guy that you don't even know if he can play or get on the field.
I don't get it, Ninko. How do you feel about that? They signed T.Y. Hilton, James Robinson, Washington has been cleared. Do you think that they need Odell Beckham? Is it such a big difference between Odell Beckham now with a compromised ACL than T.Y. Hilton and maybe James Robinson, Washington?
I don't even know why he would want to play it, because you know how, like, when you hit the playoffs, Bart, like, you're actually taking a pay cut.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of guys are making a lot less than the
everybody makes
they are
the same
weekly
in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's making the same. So, you know, like, whatever contract he signs, it would have to make sense for next year, like guaranteed money, something. Because if you sign right now, you're only getting paid a prorated amount for the rest of this season, and then you're taking, I think it's $25,000 for the first game. Like, it's
wow,
it's nothing crazy.
Peanuts.
So why would you go out there and risk your ACL?
Yeah, they probably have given it. Would have to be. If I'm his agent, I'm like, yo, I need a full guarantee for next year.
And how, yeah, because how do you sign him as a player, as a team, and give him guaranteed money when he could blow his knee out during the playoffs?
Like signing bonus, like the whole nine, like is probably what the thing you – right, because what if he gets hurt during the playoffs and then next year it's completely
– The thing is you can't cut him. You can't cut a hurt player. You got to give him an injury settlement.
Yeah, so there's that.
Yeah, so it's a bad – it's a stupid – it's a, like a dumb thing to do right now. Just if you're not – like let him go through the offseason and then sign him for next season. Like wait, pass the playoffs, sign him in the offseason – give him another physical, make sure his knee's straight, give him a contract where he's got incentives. So if he plays well, he can earn more money. But you don't, if you go out and you give him a lot of guaranteed money, there's no guarantee he's going to be there for you.
It's, you know, again, it's like as if he just doesn't want him to go to another team. And if I have to get him now, I'll get him now. So I need to understand the relationship that Ninko and Bart Scott have now. Because I heard Ninko say on Get Up this morning that he didn't like you.
Yeah, he's my friend now.
But it's amazing how he quotes you now. On when you're not there, he quotes you.
I love me some Ninko, man.
You two were hilarious.
Well, I said burping the baby.
Yes, you said burping the baby. Yeah. But then was it yesterday? You two were doing the sweeping the broom thing to get like.
He's all heart, man.
So what? Tell us about the relationship and how it's developed over the years. So I guess because you were adversaries, Jets and Patriots, you never went against each other on the field,
right?
But you were probably watching and thought this guy. Like I need to know, Ninko. How did you feel about Bart?
I thought it was a blowhard.
No, like we were talking yesterday about like you know the Cowboys, the Eagles. How there's like Parsons and then going back and forth. And Bart was saying he likes that and that's a good thing and that's football, which is true because, you know, the Patriots and the Jets, when we were playing, not now, but when we were playing like 09, 2010, yeah. Like those were some battles, like hard games. And Rex had them boys playing hard, fast. They were physical. They ran the ball well. Their defense was tough. So, like, you just had a natural dislike, you know, like, I didn't like the Jets. And I think after the fact, you just realize, like, oh, yeah, I'm getting paid to do a job. He's getting paid to do a job. And then you also just, you listen to interviews and you listen to people and you just get a sense of, okay, they don't like me either. So it's just one of those things where when you have a rivalry,
you, like me,
you
like want to
go out there and you want to like punish the other team. You want to like Bart said yesterday, pain, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then you retire and then you know, you're done with that. So now we're colleagues. We have a good time. We laugh. We talk about football and it's almost like you're back in a locker room.
That guy's all heart, man. He bought me a croissant, son.
Oh, that's
with the chocolate inside.
I bought him a $20 breakfast sandwich.
It's a little expensive around here.
I bought him a $10 thing of green juice.
Yeah, he bought me a $10 juice, and I was like,
it was smaller than the Capri Sun. It cost us $20.
That's what it is around here. Like the cost of living
it's
just
high rent,
breakfast.
It's a high rent.
I mean, man, I just ordered. Like an Uber Eats or whatever. It was $30. I said, what? What did I get?
And what did you get?
Right.
It was just one of them. It was like a bowl, like a Mediterranean bowl thing. I'm like, yo, why?
It got gold flakes in it. It got gold flakes in it.
It has gold flakes. It's probably like, do you get to keep the bowl? Like the bowl is like China? Like you get to keep it?
It's probably got rat nuggets in it, too.
That's just flavor. That's added flavor. Hey, Ninko, we appreciate you, man. Have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Enjoy the food.
All right. I'm tired. Bye.
Bob Ninkovich. Always a lot of fun talking with him. I just love that. I love the idea, like adversaries that become friends after the fact. And you two are so much alike about your takes on football, your attitude towards football, the like. Both like to have fun. And, you know, again, when you guys want to get up together, it is certainly a lot of fun. All right, coming up, more fun with you. You have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And also, we have the finals of the Barton Hahn Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Spectacular. Presented by
no one.
No one. No. Can you say no one in Spanish? That sounds better.
Yeah. Presented by.
Not him.
No, that didn't even. That didn't, you got to add something to it. Yeah. You say, let's try absolutely no one.
Yeah. Presented by.
Absolutamente nadie.
Yes, that sounds gangster.
Sounds like a good brand.
Mente.
All right. So your calls and more next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Break my heart. Say. All right, we got a shout out. No. We'll do this at the end. Chef Kelvin, remember we were talking about Coquito?
Yeah. Coquito or Coquito?
Coquito.
Coquito.
Coquito. And we were talking about how, like, you know, like, Lacto has never had any. And Chef Kelvin said, I'm going to send you something. Now, we had a guy from the Bronx.
Brooklyn.
Also said his mom made it, and it's incredible. But Chef Kelvin's like, I'll get you some. He came in, showed up today.
Pulled up.
And brought us some of his famous
Coquito.
Chef Kelvin.
He came in the elements and everything.
Award-winning Coquito. Right here. Chef Kelvin, we appreciate it.
Shake before consumption. Hell no. It's going to shake in my tum-tum.
And yeah, we will be, we'll try some. We'll definitely be trying some by the end of the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Back to the calls.
We should take a shot every time somebody gets a trivia question.
Every time a delivery driver calls.
Yes, we should take a chug every time.
You have to say what company you drive for, and then we got to take, you know, we'll do it like that.
Yes.
All right. Meanwhile, we have our the finals of the bracket challenge. So we've got to see which song is going to win. It's two of the greats. It'll be on at Barton Hunt on Twitter for you to vote. The first song is Mariah. Seems like, right? Seems like an easy one.
Yeah,
Juggernaut.
Yeah, sure.
Seems like one that like everybody's like, oh, yeah, this is the best song, right?
Going against the Kang.
Except the number one seed, Nat King Cole.
This is going to test people's metal.
Which one do you pick, everyone? It's not easy, right? Now, we are opening the door a little bit for the possibility of a song or two getting voted back into the competition before the end of the show. Almost like to have someone that wasn't in the tournament this year. That everybody's like, you missed out on this song.
Oh.
We've got two that a lot of people mentioned that we did not include. And so we're thinking this. You're going to vote to see which one gets included next year. Who gets the automatic bid into next year's tournament? We'll do that a little bit later on in the show as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Jericho in Oklahoma. Jericho, how we doing?
Man, I'm good. How you guys doing, man? It's a blessing to be with you guys. Got to say that I listen to you every day, and you are the most dynamic duo on radio. Going to miss the national coverage, but I'm going to be tuned in. I listen to you guys on the weekend and everything.
Love it.
But I got to say, man, Bart over there, talking about Jalen Hurts and the MVP.
Yeah.
He is the MVP. He is the MVP, Bart. And
you think?
This is like, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the MVP. If you even watch the games, everything he does for his team, he puts the team on his back.
Well, it reminds me a lot of Colin Kaepernick when Colin Kaepernick was doing his thing. It's kind
very
of a
dynamic.
Similar offense. He's very dynamic, true. But I don't know if he's MVP worthy. I don't think it's a slap in the face to say that I would take Burrow or or Mahomes.
Yeah. Jericho, thank you. We greatly appreciate you. Again, you can get us on the app, no doubt about that.
Holla at us, Jericho.
I mean that debate is going to be an interesting one as the season certainly continues. So let's continue, of course, with calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hour number two next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.